Next news time, it's 3
No deal with the North. Harper's lucky 13-year contract. I'm Evan Haining. President Trump says he could not reach an agreement on lifting North Korea's sanctions, but that there are no hard feelings between him and dictator Kim Jong-un.
You know, there's a warmth that we have. Now, I hope that stays. I think it will.
But reaction from some fellow Republicans is not so warm, following the president's comments about Otto Warmbier, the American college student detained in North Korea, then sent home in a coma, only to die days later.
He tells me that he didn't know about it. And I will take him at his word.
Trump siding with the North Korean dictator while angering allies at home.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins reports those allies include former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who tweeted, Americans know the cruelty that was placed on Otto Warmbier by the North Korean regime. Our hearts are with the Warmbier family for their strength and courage. We will never forget Otto. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Trump did the right thing by leaving Hanoi without an agreement. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's assessment was more critical.
Took two meetings for him to realize that Kim Jong-un is not on the level.
While Pelosi was critical of the summit, which she described as a diplomatic flop, she did have one positive note.
It's good that the president did not give him anything for the little that he was proposing.
Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Right fielder Bryce Harper has finally signed with a new team.
Bryce Harper, high in the air, deep center. See you later.
The Philadelphia Phillies have won the Harper sweepstakes, signing the 26-year-old superstar outfielder to a 13-year deal worth $330 million with a full no-trade clause and no opt-outs, meaning Harper will be a Philly through the year 2031, his age 38 season. I'm John Stolness.
Wall Street lost some ground. The Dow was down 69 points to 25,916. The S&P was down 8. The Nasdaq lost 22. I'm Evan Haining.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155.
Arizona News Radio Senator Martha McSally told the Fox News Channel she supports the president's decision to walk away from nuclear talks with North Korea.
A lot of work to be done, for sure, but a bad deal is something this president was not going to agree to, and I support him in walking away while keeping the pressure on to try and get a breakthrough for the full denuclearization.
23-year-old man hospitalized in Las Vegas. He was hit by a train crossing the tracks in Kingman.
Gillespie was seen staggering and crossed the tracks as the engineers activated the brakes. Gillespie was struck by the right side stair rails on the front engine and was knocked to the ground.
37-year-old man in a crosswalk in Phoenix, but he was crossing against a light. He was struck and killed by a car.
Anytime you're in an intersection, drivers tend to look at those signal lights and key on those.
NAU officials say cleaning up the snow and shutting down the campus, a big problem last week, $100,000.
There's about 10,000 students that live on campus, so even though the classes were canceled, we still need to keep the campus open.
Schwarzkater, Arizona.
It's time for your 1100 KFNX traffic report, brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. In Phoenix, we have stop-and-go traffic at the State Route 51 southbound at Highland Ave and Thomas Road. An accident at State Route 51 southbound south of Thomas Road. And in Mesa, we have a collision at the US 60 eastbound at the Loop 202. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect clear skies, low 53 with a calm wind. Mostly sunny for Friday. We end the work week with a high near 78. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low down to 57. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers after the noon hour with a partly sunny high of 77. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 76 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Like you, I'm a big sports enthusiast, and I want my gear to shine like new. That's why it's clean with Simple Green, the concentrated cleaner that's perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new again. Try it today. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. Visit us at SimpleGreen.com. Simple Green, Simple
Green. Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here. On Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Goodyear in Goodyear Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
I like that. Goodyear in Goodyear. I'm Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
There was a join in. Talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line always on Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus Microsoft just made a big buy in Goodyear. We're going to check out the details. Then in our loan segment, jumbo loans are in the news. Deanne has all those details. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner. We're going to do a little overview of the 1031 tax deferred exchange. What you need to know. And down the stretch, new listings and a special distress sale, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Stay in your lane, bro. Hang on, let me turn my phone off. Client's calling me. I forgot to turn it off. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about home warranties. You know, we don't really talk much about home warranties, but there was an article out. And, you know, I forgot to check these headphones before we got on the air because only one side of mine is working.
Well, you sound good. So just,
that's good.
Just roll with it. We'll fix it on the break.
So warranties, home warranties. Here's the thing. In 2020, they are not going to, it's going to be very expensive to fix an air conditioner that is put in, say, in 1995. There's a lot of homes that were built. The glut of air conditioners out there, the average age now is getting to be 20 years old. And, one of the warranty companies that I just came across after researching this to, blue in the face, only one warranty company that I could find, and it's 210, that actually pays for Freon when you have to replace it. The average warranty, Old Republic, American Home Shield, First American. If you have your air conditioning worked on, like you have to change out a compressor, you have to get new coils,
Right? You need 8 pounds of Freon, and you have a 1995 through 2005-ish type air conditioner, or even later, 1980. There's some workhorses out there. You know, air conditioners, they last anywhere between one day and 40 years.
Mine's 1998. I'm right in the middle.
So, this is, I like this. And as a matter of fact, I think we should have them on the show.
Do they pay for the Freon?
They pay for the Freon.
Really? It's usually $80 a pound or something?
$80 a pound. You need 10 pounds. How much is that?
$800. Last I checked.
So, check that out. Be careful when you're purchasing a home. And you want to put a home warranty on, say, rental properties, give us a call. We could talk a little bit about warranties because they're very tricky. And there's a lot of small print as to what they charge and what they cover. And everybody's got a horror story about home warranties. I kind of like them. I kind of like American Home Shield, but they don't cover the Freon, and that's going to become very expensive as the years go on. Secondly, you know, when you purchase a house or when you put a house on the market and buyers walk through, you know what they use? They use all their senses.
The senses, the five senses.
The five senses. They smell. They feel. They touch. What's the others?
Taste. What do? Eat the brownies?
the cookies. There's some good cookies.
They hear something?
They hear freeways.
They hear freeways. They hear waterfalls.
They hear buzzing power lines. They smell smoke. They smell pet urine. They smell things. And what's the biggest turnoff is smell.
That's so, usually the first thing that hits you before a lot the of upgrades.
People, and not a lot of people actually do smoke in their properties anymore. That's becoming less and less prevalent. But you know what a lot of people do these days? They light incense. They do.
You're saying there's some people that are sensitive.
They light incense, and incense can be more powerful of a smell than, say, cigarettes or cigars.
Especially with CBD floating around out there.
CBD.
Right? Is that kind of like...
Dad, where's my CBD pen?
Isn't that like incense?
No, that's vape. That's a vapor. Incense is actual smoke. But they actually say a lot of incenses are smoke, are odor free. But they're not.
So are you saying we should watch the incense?
I'm saying that you may have the cleanest looking house on the planet. And it could be on the perfect lot. And it have no freeway noise or power line noise or anything that is going to catch the eye. Seeing was one of the senses that we
didn't
talk.
I said seeing, Rick.
You did?
Yes, I said the rest that you missed.
There's so much trickery that goes into listing properties and showing them properly. Use your five senses. Make sure none of them have any effect on anybody. Don't give anybody an excuse not to buy your real estate off you.
Let me ask you.
One of the things that I was talking about. Sorry, Dave.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is I have a listing on a property. I did. As a matter of fact, I took some buyers through a house the other day. And my God, it smelled like smoke, right?
Right.
And it's such a turnoff. As soon as you walk in, you get waft. You get beat in the face. You get punched right in the gut when a house smells like smoke.
There's no avoiding it.
There's no avoiding
it. You got to come out and say,
this house smells like smoke. So. Yeah. I sent the comment back to the listing agent, and I said, this house smells like smoke. Well, the seller has original owner has never smoked in the property. I said, ugh, well, there's something going on in there. Smells like cigarettes. Come to find out, she lights incense because it's a tradition because of her father who passed away.
Oh.
And so she didn't realize that the incense was so strong that it was actually creating a huge smell. And the house was on the market for 120 days. I'm like, why is this house on the market for so long? It's such a beautiful house on a beautiful lot. Come to find out. Incense.
So what's your take on this? Speaking of senses, you walk into a house and the beautiful music is playing.
Mm-hmm.
That is automatically. I go to, what are they trying to cover up?
Yeah, like a waterfall in the backyard?
Well, kinda. Like a freeway.
Okay. I think that inside.
Let's just say you're on a busy street.
Okay.
And you walk in and the music's playing.
You get the sense that they are trying to cover up, or are you trying to?
That most sellers have the music playing so you can't hear the street.
Or is it setting a mood?
The first thing I do,
setting a mood.
First thing I do is turn that off or turn it down so we can hear what's going on.
Yeah. And it's just
we
like
don't
light.
Need a mood.
It's
set
just like lights
for us.
When you walk into a house and you see all the lights on, what are they covering up?
That is a really good point.
A dark house.
Right. Maybe. Or they just want to make their house look good. But here's the thing. The other day, for the first time, showing houses for 20 years, the buyer said to me, I need to look at the house in the dark.
Yeah,
I've never had that before.
I've had it.
In the dark.
People do not want you to turn on the lights. They want a naturally light and bright house. Most north-south facing homes are by nature dark.
People, turn on every light in the house for your showings. All right, up next, jumbo loans are in the news. Deanne has all the details. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elter Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best pricing and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been exclusively using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480.
Out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers at 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. To receive a bona fide cash offer on your home, call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers, with Arizona's best real estate, eltonbrothers.com.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home. Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct, 480-451-3318 if you have a financing question or refinancing question. Deanne Reisner's direct line, Suburban Mortgage. 602-606-6728. That's 602 606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
debtorized.
And Deanne Reisner is with a client right now.
Yeah. So we can fill in for her.
So we're going to fill in for a little bit. She may call in. She may not. But I talked to her before the show. And here's the thing.
You got some info?
Well, I got some info that it was kind of shocking to me.
You got some intel?
I don't know as far as shocking goes when it comes to the loan industry, but so we had a client. We sold him a big house a few years ago and he decided to refinance and he called Deanne. And this is like a big house. So this is a big loan. It was like an $800,000+ loan. It's a jumbo loan. And he refinanced. Do you know what his rate, Rick, was on a jumbo loan?
His rate on the refi or his original loan?
No. The refi. He's got a little backstory. So he's going from an ARM. He was in a 7-1 ARM. He's been in the property. He's decided he's going to stay in the property long term. So he wants to refinance into the longer term 30-year product.
Okay.
So it's a jumbo loan. It's like 830 or something like that. What do you think his interest rate was?
5.5.
Five and a half. That's about what I would have thought for jumbo. 4.25.
4.25.
4.25. Is she there?
Wow.
Wait, she's Deanne?
I mean,
yes.
Hey, Deanne Reisner's with us.
I mean, the phones are blowing up right now.
Deanne, you know, we started to cover for you. We were talking about the refi and basically is a jumbo loan, 800,000 plus. And I told Rick that, our client called you and got it for 4.25. Couldn't that be true?
Yes. I have to broker it out, but because of his loan to value, his house is worth about $2.5 million. So there are different variables and he's on an ARM and he doesn't want to be on an ARM because he's 3 years into a 7-year ARM. So I shopped it around. He has excellent credit. And so he got a bonus for his excellent credit, a bonus because he's got 65% equity left in it, and I'm able to get him 4.25 for a cost of less than a discount point for a 30-year fix.
How about that? I mean, seriously, how much difference is the payment from his 7-1 to
the 30-year fix? He's locked in.
Right, because he's 3 years into it, and he's at 3.875, so even at 4.25, because he's paid his principal balance down, the payment's going to change by $7 a month.
There you go. So here's the interesting part of this. So you mentioned the word ARM, which we haven't heard around, you know, home buying too much lately. So this person, this client, was in an ARM, which is a shorter-term product, but if you know you potentially might be in the house longer term and jumbo rates are seemingly, even if without the, you know, the discount advantages that he got, they're very competitive to conforming rates.
Yes. There's an appetite for the 30-year fix now, in the jumbo market where, because I priced an ARM for a jumbo and it was actually higher than the fixed because they're wanting to steer away from the adjustables also. I think they're feeling much more protected. As you know, a few years ago, geez, if we were trying to get a jumbo loan, the rates were exponentially higher than a conforming. And so the only thing you could do that was decent was an adjustable rate. Well, now, you know, all those people that are still in their properties, those adjustables are coming due.
Absolutely.
Or getting ready to adjust.
So it's good to know that conforming, or should I say, jumbo products and long-term products are competitive, very competitive with the conforming products. And if you're in an ARM, why not take that decision out? What if you decide to stay?
Right. And every situation's different, but as you know, everything is credit score driven now. So, you know, and most jumbo people, you know, they're savvy enough. They've been around. They typically have, you know, really good credit. Not always, but, you know, for the most part. But if I could tell anybody anything, it's, you know, everything now is based on your credit score, what type of rate you're going to get.
Keep your credit clean.
Right.
You know what else is coming due now? Investment seconds, like 5-1 ARMs that bought back in 2005. they are going to mature and cause a balloon situation in 2020, correct?
Right. Or, like, for instance, this arm, the first hit, it's tied into the one-year LIBOR. It can go up 2%, so depending on where the LIBOR is. So let's say you go from 3.875 to 5.875 with a lifetime of 8.75. That can be tough.
The other thing is, if you let these loans recast, they typically recast into not the funnest schedules. They're based on 20 years or 25 years. The payments go much higher. You don't know what you're going to get yourself into if these loans do recast prior to you getting out and getting into another product. So if you have any questions about, you know, refinancing, getting into out of that arm and into a longer-term situation, give Deanna a call. Her direct line, 602-606-6728, 602-606-6728. So, Deanna, how are we doing with rates overall?
A little up and down this week with all the economic news, housing starts, the Fed speaking. You know, it's always a little bit of a knee-jerk, but they maintain pretty well. Conventional today. 280, good credit. We're looking at 4.75 with an APR of 5.88. All in payment, 1356.
1356 conventional. That's 20% down.
Right.
See what you can rent for 1356. I mean, I cannot believe some of the rents. We're working with a lot of investors. Rents are just still very strong across the board.
1356 is under the average rent across Maricopa.
Oh, absolutely. The client that just left, as a matter of fact, your client, Dave, who's buying an investment property, you know, he's doing a market analysis, and he's over in Scottsdale, and, you know, he's saying $2,000 a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. $2,000 a month for a 1,500-square-foot house.
Right.
So it's pretty interesting. If you're an investor, you can pick up some of these properties. How about the FHA?
FHA, we're still hanging in there, 4.25%. But you're going to pay, you know, half a discount point today. But it's worth it, and we can talk about that. But that's 280 sales price, all-in payment, $1,800, 52 cents with an APR of 5.671.
So you got to pay half a point to get that 4.25% rate?
Half a point.
But it's a sweet spot rate, because otherwise, if you didn't want to pay it, you're looking at taking a quarter hit on the rate.
Right.
Yep.
Still, 4.25% in that ballpark. Pretty,
4.75%.
Oh, I'm sorry. 4.75%. Wait, is it?
You still got the jumbo on the brain.
I actually thought you said 4.25% too.
4.25% with a half a point, right?
Maybe I did. No. 4.75%.
Four and three quarters. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Glad we corrected that. And the payment's 1801, right?
Yep.
And we can get the seller to pay costs. 3.5% down can be gifted. We got 2 minutes. How about VA?
VA. Still hanging in there at the same thing, 4.75, same thing. You're going to pay half a discount point. APR is 4.99. Your all-in payment, $1,642.65.
All right, VA, $1,643. No money down, 4.75%. You're still lining up at the water cooler to get that under 5 rate. Investors, I'm sure we're in the 5s, but the question is where, Deanne?
Yep. Investor, 20% down, good credit. You're looking at a rate of 5.75, APR of 5.996, 1488.64.
All right, 1489. Investors, yep. And that's 25% down or 20?
20. 20. Yeah, you'd get a little better on the interest rate with 25% down on investment simply because there are less discount points charged by the investors.
What are we talking, an eighth, a quarter? Do we know?
With good credit, probably about a quarter better.
So that'd be 5.5.
On average, yeah.
At 280, 5.75, 20% down.
Right.
1488.64 is break even about now with HOA, if there is one.
HOA.
Most 280,000 square foot homes are probably going to rent out for that 15 to 1650 rate.
Give or take.
Yep. So we're
depends
getting.
Depends on area.
Yeah, it depends on the area, but we're getting, as far as the average, we're getting pretty close. Break even.
Yeah, if you go to Scottsdale, you're getting $1.50 a foot in some places.
Right, so, what are you going to buy for 280?
Not much, but my client bought this house for 350.
Okay,
for
that's
375.
That's not 280.
No, it's not, but.
But it's close.
But these properties rent for a lot more too.
Client of mine bought it for $750,000.
There you go, Deanne.
Bye, Deanne.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Up next, Investor's Corner. We're going to do a 1031 tax-deferred exchange class. Not that we know anything about taxes. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate, in the palm of your hand.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, returned to Capitol Hill to speak behind closed doors before the House Intelligence Committee, Chairman Adam Schiff.
We're very grateful that he was as forthcoming as he was. We made the same admonishment that my colleague, Chairman Cummings, made so eloquently, much more eloquently than I, that he needed to tell us the full truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. None of the questions we had for him went unanswered.
No deal reached between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as nuclear talks broke down. Trump said the North wanted all U.S. sanctions lifted, but Pyongyang claims they only demanded partial sanctions relief in exchange for shutting down its main nuclear complex. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft pleaded not guilty to two counts of misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution in a Florida case. Kraft is requesting a non-jury trial. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Arizona News Radio Senator Martha McSally told the Fox News Channel she supports the president's decision to walk away from the nuclear talks with North Korea.
A lot of work to be done, for sure, but a bad deal is something this president was not going to agree to, and I support him in walking away while keeping the pressure on to try and get a breakthrough for the full denuclearization.
23-year-old man hospitalized in Las Vegas. He was hit by a train crossing the tracks in Kingman.
Gillespie was seen staggering and crossed the tracks as the engineers activated the brakes. Gillespie was struck by the right side stair rails on the front engine and was knocked to the ground.
37-year-old man in a crosswalk in Phoenix, but he was crossing against a light. He was struck and killed by a car.
Anytime you're in an intersection, drivers tend to look at those signal lights and key on those.
NAU officials say cleaning up the snow and shutting down the campus, a big problem last week, $100,000.
There's about 10,000 students that live on campus, so even though the classes were canceled, we still need to keep the campus open.
Schwartzkatter, Arizona News.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name bonafide, as in get your bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide!
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been exclusively using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days. But the best tip is, start with someone you know. Like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. If you missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free. You just fill in an email and you have access to everything just like the pros, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
Lots of stuff is happening in this valley besides cranes and freeways being jammed up. It's like a big city now.
We're number five, Rick.
I know, for 4.5 mil people, Maricopa County. But we're seeing a lot of cranes, a lot of development, a lot of high rises. Our skyline is changing. And so what happened in Goodyear?
Well,
Goodyear of all places.
Everybody's talking about this deal. This is a huge deal for the West Side. Microsoft buys 277 acres just south of the Goodyear Airport. For just under $48 million.
$48 million?
According to Scottsdale-based R.L. Brown Housing, the purchase consists of two parcels. One's 154 acres, the other's 123 acres adjacent to the airport, close to I-10, which connects Phoenix to California. And so, the speculation is, well, why does Microsoft need 277 acres? I mean, you could put a really nice golf course and resort on that.
It's a lot of mainframe.
So, yes. So they're talking about, well, Phoenix Business Journal predicts it could be a potential data center, which we have data centers all over the place. But this is 277 acres, which entails something much more.
Well, they need a
potentially, potentially manufacturing. Certainly distribution. So you got manufacturing, distribution, and data, and an airport strip for the execs to come in and check everything out.
And ping pong tables.
And enough for some ping pong, yeah.
Ping pong, workout, smoothies. You know, you ever see these people, they go on interviews and they go into these offices of these, these big companies like August was telling us yesterday.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah. It's just a big party.
There is. It's a different type of work environment
than what we are used to.
So that's interesting. You know, and it's very close to
our dad used to have Hager slacks, Hager shirts, ties, briefcase. I miss those days.
You do?
I miss the briefcase, like, The Incredibles. You know, when he goes to work, he's got the little tie, the shirt, sits at his little cubicle.
Cubicle. Yes.
Anyway.
Back to Goodyear. It's a good year. So.
Those days are done.
We spoke a few months ago.
iPads and CBD oil.
CBD. Just trying to get out some more information here, brother. No, you like to entertain and that's good.
No, go.
But, got a lot of stuff to get to. So, obviously we spoke about this a few months ago, but Bill Gates in proximity to Goodyear is building, he purchased 25,000 acres for $80 million. His city of the future, Belmont, which is right next to Goodyear near Tonopah.
Buckeye.
There's going to be a new freeway going then through there. The I-11, which is supposed to connect Phoenix to Vegas. So there is basically between the distribution, the manufacturing, the data centers, the freeways,
See,
this is all West Side. This is a game changer.
This is why I bought my property in Buckeye.
Yeah, you were ahead of the curve, my brother.
Back in 2005, there was supposed to be a million people living in Buckeye, and then the market crashed, and then that all went to H in a handbasket.
A lot of the investors we have are buying single-family homes. You guessed it, in Sun City, Surprise, Litchfield Park, Buckeye.
Verado, Buckeye. Verado is off the hook.
And Goodyear. These places are hotbeds.
Talk about great properties, single family, 1,800 to 2,100 square feet, under 300,000, that will rent out anywhere between, say, $1,550 and $1,700 bucks a month. And that's where these areas are.
And if you're building on 277 acres, you're going to need lots of employees, and you're going to need housing. So something to think about if you're in the market. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. You're investors. We work with a lot of them. Speaking of investors, this is an interesting thing. I had a client who basically is looking to sell the house and 1031 exchange, or sell the rental property, I should say, into a few other rental properties. And they bought the house a long time ago. Okay, let's say it's worth about $1 million is the estimate, right? Mm-hmm. They paid $325,000 for it. Now, here's the interesting thing. They've been depreciating this house for 15 years.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, by the way, disclaimer, we're not tax people, so everything we say about tax or anything to do with taxes or taxes, you check with your accountant and your tax person. I'm just giving you what I got from my tax person.
Yeah, act like you didn't hear it and go ask your tax person.
Exactly. Act like you didn't hear this. But this is interesting stuff. So $1 million value, bought it for $325, been depreciating it for 15 years. The basis then every year, and that's a 27 and a half year schedule. You can depreciate property. That now it's down to $187,000 is the basis. So let's say they sell it for $1 million, right? And
their taxable event is 840.
Their taxable event is based on $800,000+, right? So that is the deferred. That's what we're looking to defer now, is the $840,000 that's left over. What's interesting is the debt has to be deferred also. That's something I didn't realize. So if you owe $187 left, you still have to take debt on of $187 somewhere in the exchange. Check with your tax people. Did I say that already? Did we give that disclaimer out, Rick? Were we good on that? Anyway, so there's a couple of different ways to spend. You have to spend at least $1 million. Let's say we sell it for $1 million to spend the money.
But a lot of people, so you have to take on debt. So if your exchange is $800,000, you need to spend $680,000 and have $120,000.
$800,000.
You have to spend $800,000, but you have to get a loan for $120,000.
You got to spend $1 million and you get some financing. Now, you can actually buy several properties. So first of all, I'm going to go through. So some timelines, some basic timelines. This is 1031-101. So 45 days to name your properties. You have 180 days to close on the replacement property. So you have what they call the relinquished property, which is the $1 million one, and the replacement property. Now, there's a couple rules. There's the three property rule.
Which is ridiculous in a crazy market.
In a crazy market, which means you can name up to three properties. And this is a very typical one. And you don't have to close on all three. You can do two, you can do one, you can do three. But you need to spend at least $1 million, right, to defer all the tax. Now, you can spend less, but you're just going to pay tax on the difference. Then there's the 200% rule, which I like this rule. So if you want to identify more than three properties, this rule says the taxpayer can identify any number of replacement properties as long as the total fair market value of what he identifies is not greater than 200% of fair market value of what was sold relinquished property. So that means up to $2 million. You can identify up to $2 million worth of properties. Interesting. And then there's some other rules. I'm just giving you the kind of the basics. I wanted to go over the three property.
You mean you could, in your naming, you can identify?
You can close. You can spend up to 200%. 200% right. Of the value of the relinquished property. So we're saying it's $1 million, right? So this allows you to go to 200%.
Right? They should change that rule. They should make it, you can name.
Rick doesn't like the rule.
No, you should change it to, you can name at least five properties. Because in a bad market, and I mean in a really hot market, three properties could be gone before you turn around.
Anyway, so if you guys have questions about that, we have intermediaries. Those are the people that do the exchanges. We can recommend. You just got to give us a call, 480-451-3318. Up next, new listings and a distressed sale, deals of the week. You must stay with us. We got so much more to talk about on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been exclusively using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers at 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. To receive a bona fide cash offer on your home, call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers, with Arizona's best real estate, eltonbrothers.com.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton, still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. And of course, you have the one-stop shop for real estate, eltonbrothers.com.
Yeah.
You can always go there.
Yeah.
And we're in the process of working on this bona fide offer program.
I like our new spots.
Hey, Dad. Thanks for breakfast.
Congratulations on your new home.
Where's yeah. my CBD pen? Steve, what do you think of that?
Give us some feedback on the spots.
I can't wait to hear the rap that we do.
That's a work in progress.
Well, it's under construction.
Very much so. Hopefully it'll get out of the ground. But I wanted to talk a little bit about this Bonafide. We're working on this Bonafide program. We're working with large and small investors who are actively purchasing homes across the valley in the $100,000 to $500,000 range. And they're making Bonafide fair market value cash offers. So if you guys are interested, want to hear more about it, give us a call. 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. The worst thing that can happen is you're just not ready. The offer doesn't work for you, but they're very convenient. Close when you want. You can lease back if you want to stay in. They'll happily lease it to you.
And we work with sellers on this.
Well, sure. We'd be listing the house.
Right. But I think that that needs to be part of our spiel.
It is part of the spiel. We bring the offer to the seller.
Right. But yeah. not as a buyer.
No, we're not the buyer.
No.
We're working with buyers.
Exactly.
And if they don't want to go that route, they can always, you know, put the house on the market and go the conventional way.
So speaking of listings.
Yes, my brother.
We have quite a few we want to talk about. We have a couple coming soon. This property in Tempe, I think I got an offer on it. This 2-bedroom, 1-bath. Beautiful, cute little property. That Cayo Los Cerros, $135,000.
You said Cayo. Isn't it Calle?
Calle, Yippee-Calle, Los Cerros.
There you go.
Beautiful little 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo, gated community in Tempe for $135,900. Got a new listing that just came on the market today. You guys are the first to hear about it. It's a 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath, 1,000 square feet in Rancho Antigua, which is basically Mountain View in McCormick Ranch. This is one of these subdivisions, these rare subdivisions that does not have a lease minimum in its HOA guidelines. So what does that entail? That gives you the green light possibility for what?
VRBO Airbnb.
Yeah.
Those are the buzzwords.
And there's a lot of that going on in this particular subdivision. So it's listed at 225.
Really great proximity to the 101 freeway, very close to spring training games and theaters and restaurants and all that good stuff, downtown Scottsdale. And like Rick said, 225. On the premises, you have the tennis and the swimming and the fitness and all of that. So these little townhomes in this little pocket, if you are an investor, you can pick up a great VRBO property for 225.
And it's right in your banner. It's right in your Honor Health, the hospital.
Sure.
I can hit a driver, one of my drives, all the way to Home Depot. It's just right across
the freeway. It's basically in the middle of everything. It's
a real deal.
And if you guys are interested, we can run you an analysis, a pro forma analysis, break it all down for you from a VRBO company, what this type of unit could be expected to generate in income.
5 acres out there. You know, there was snow on this place out there. Did you get to play in the snow, Dave?
We did. We went up near Desert Mountain.
I've
never seen kids in the fairways at Desert Mountain, doing those saucers down the bunkers and stuff.
Isn't that great?
I was
hiking Pinnacle Peak, and there was 4 deer in the pathway. I took a picture of it. Put it on my Instagram.
Now, did we do the reduction on Old Stage?
Not yet. I'm going to, though. Old Stage.
Throw it out there. Why not?
5 acres. Sloping. Gently sloping. Cave Creek. It's very close to like Harold's and the whole downtown Cave Creek area. It's a beautiful custom home, custom lot. $250,000 for 5 acres.
Yeah. So that right there is a $147,000 reduction.
Deal or no deal?
$147,000, it was $397,000. As of 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And then we just went and announced for the first time $250,000 for 5 acres custom lot surrounded by beautiful mountains and Cave Creek.
Quite the haircut.
How about this one? Coming soon in Greyhawk, Rick. Coming soon in Greyhawk. Premium Parkside lot. 5-bedroom, 3-bath, almost 2,900 square feet. Built in 98. And I think they did about $50,000 worth of upgrades in it. They got the white oak, wide plank, natural-looking wood flooring, Coliseum, classic Coliseum granite, lots of updated fixtures, jetted tub in the master, $750 for almost 2,900 square feet in Greyhawk. If you're interested, give us a call.
We have another house that's at $750, five bedrooms, three baths, 3,700 square feet. $750,000 at Pinnacle Peak in Pima, custom home on a view lot.
That one was $825. Now it's $750.
Now it's $750. How about this? In Aviano, I heard everybody's ears perk up when I said Aviano. This is the largest Mirador property from Toll Brothers. It's a seven bedroom, six and a half bath, 7,350 square feet. Basement, full out, built out basement with a theater, bedrooms, game room. I mean, the thing's huge. Sweeping staircases.
How much is it, Rick?
$1,249,000. You cannot beat that for 7,300 square feet. I challenge anybody out there.
Wow. It's a lot of house.
I have another house.
Did you
talk
about the four car garage too and the pool spa and all that?
No, but I'm glad you did.
All right.
I have another house that's actually 7,300 square feet, which is basically Cactus and 100th Street. This is a single level, 7,300 square foot property that would be great for assisted living, sober living, church, school. If you could get the zoning, it's got two full kitchens, an attached guest house, 2 acres, splittable pool, horse privileges, $1,850,000.
That would be an interesting VRBO. We have the analysis on that. We can send you.
I have a house coming back on the market. Three bedroom, three bath, a 1980 square feet, built in 06 in Cuartabella. This is a 45 and older community. Guard gated, golf course, community pool, spa, restaurants. Have you ever seen Cuartabella? You do because you took the pictures.
Yeah.
It is the most amazing.
How much is it, Rick? We got 2 minutes.
Sorry. $449,000.
Best golf course lot in Cuartabella. How about, we got 7 acres. 7 acres at the corner of 111th and Olive, southwest corner, for $1,195,000. Zone C2, meaning it's commercial zoning. You can put pretty much anything you want on there. Bank, gas station, restaurant. You name it. You can probably do it. But it's a great piece, great corner lot, great exposure. And for all the rest of it, check out eltonbrothers.com. Rick, we have a minute. Did you want to do some distress sales? We didn't get to these for the last couple of weeks.
Do it. Go.
Okay, go. Here we go. Paradise Valley. Paradise Valley. Just reduced $125,000. Four bedroom, five bath, 4,200 square feet. It was 1.3. Now it's 1,225. It's got a pool and a three-car garage, a den office as well. 1.225. That's land value.
That's pretty crazy. How about this one in Cave Creek? Four bedroom, two and a half bath, 3,700 square feet, built in 04, was 625. Now it's 515.
We can find it for you. Just give us a call. Want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, best steaks in town, Inspect 10 Home Inspections, our man behind the glass, Steve, thank you. A big real estate show thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you do have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Email eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com. One-stop shop for real estate. See you next Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on The Real Estate Show featuring Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the